All those songs and more on the way. I'm Rena Duras, and this is World Cafe.
As KAXE celebrates 50 years, we thank the many voices who have filled the airwaves in northern Minnesota.
The 91.7 KAXE, Grand Rapids, Hibbing, Virginia, and Aiken. 89.5 in the Brainerd area, 105.3 in the Bemidji area, and audio streaming on the internet at KAXE.org.
I think it was about 10 years old when I first started going over there with my dad. My dad was a big baseball fan. He loved the game. And you'd go over to Marble, and there was that league that Marble was in was just a tough, tough league.
A lot of community support for locally grown food. So this is going to be a really neat program, a chance to ask a lot of questions.
Idle curiosity is an oxymoron.
I'm Jennifer Barr. You can build the future of KAXE with your voice and support. Give now at KAXE.org.
To get us moving, Paul Simon, She Moves On.
You have heard the rest of me.
How's it going? I'm Raina Duris. You're listening to World Cafe. Last hour, you heard encore sessions from both Dr. Dog and Waxahachie for our Sense of Place Philadelphia series, both artists who lived in West Philadelphia. And now, one more. She's originally from Richmond, Virginia, doesn't live in Philly anymore, but she did live in West Philly. And I know that for a fact because I knew one of her roommates from before Boy Genius really blew up. It's a small world. It's Lucy Dacus planting tomatoes.
Planting tomatoes in the empty lot. Someone practicing saxophone down the block. And they are not good. Yeah. They are not good. Yeah. Picking flowers off the shoulder of the road. 18-wheelers rushing by a little too close. Life is just a series of close calls. One day one will come to end them all. Before then, I've got some ideas. But before then, I've got some ideas. Coming together in a circle of hands, gently pressing palms when the prayer ends. We all say amen. Say amen. Subtle pixelation of the world you're screaming for. I could sit here for hours.
I've got some ideas. World Cafe.
To
Payoff from Father John Misty. Going to be seeing him in just over a week up in Canada at the Mariposa Folk Festival, and maybe I can ask him what the heck that song's about. I don't know if you were really like paying attention to the lyrics there, but they're super cryptic. What does it mean? Something to ponder as you wait for Live from the Archives in a minute here on World Cafe. Thank you. This is Live from the Archives on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. This is the part of the show every day where I reach back into the zillions of live performances that have been recorded for World Cafe, and I play you a couple. Today, two live tracks from the year that Beyoncé performed at the Super Bowl, that Jennifer Lawrence tripped on her dress walking up to get her Oscar, and everyone was making videos of this. Do the Harlem Shake. Do you remember that? The year was 2013, the year of the viral video dance sensation, the Harlem Shake. And the year Lord Huron came by to perform this. It's time to run live for the World Cafe. Thank you.
It's no secret, I don't care. Gonna shout it out everywhere. Well, I love my baby, hot, cold, fast, slow. Cause I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. In the evening, in my bed, I hear voices in my head. They say never, never ever let her go. Yes, I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. You know I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. Other women don't mean a thing to me. Well, you can pick them all up, drop them all in the sea. If I got no money, she don't care. She'll open up a pocketbook and pay my fare. Well, I know she loves me, up, down, high, or low. Yes, I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know. You know I love my baby, gonna tell everybody I know.
Performance there from Keb Mo of his song Tell Everybody I Know that was recorded for the World Cafe. Now some British country music from UK artist Fen Lily. They wrote their latest album while moving from England to New York City and noted that when they got here, her music started getting more country, like she'd absorbed some of the America that she now lives in. This is new Fen Lily on World Cafe.
tree by the river when we were 17. The dark canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the mare in the pasture, pitch black and bare in its teeth. I recall
by the river from Iron and Wine, who kind of seems like a guy who knows about nature and critters and stuff. But I wonder if he knows the important critter fact I'm about to tell you next on World Cafe. If you ever see a rabbit swimming, something is probably wrong. I'm Raina Duras. This is World Cafe. The name of your next song is Rabbits Can Swim. And it's true that they can, but you shouldn't dump your rabbit in the water because putting a bunny in water can make them go into shock, can also cause hypothermia because their fur is so dense it traps water and they can get cold. So help a bunny out if you see one swimming in the water. It's Florence Road. Rabbits Can Swim.
Walking around in your kitchen, follow you like a dog. There's thunder outside if you listen, but our sound is drowning it out. Oh, time will tell, just kill me
Tell me you're sure. Tell me you need me. Walk, walk on your lane until we're insane, until we can feel.
Got to walk out of here. Listening to World Cafe.
Prove it all night, and all the else that we can.
Groove it all night. Okay, Bruce Springsteen, you're the boss. That's it for today's World Cafe. Always so happy to spend this time with you and listen to songs together. And always grateful to our affiliate public radio stations who make it all possible. And the team here who make the show happen. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thank you for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
Todd Rundgren is an experimental genius who stretched pop, rock, soul, and electronic music into fascinating shapes. In our Sense of Place Philadelphia series, we chat with the Philly native about the city's influence on his life and career. And we dive into the vast DIY community of Philly, featuring musicians past and present. Catch it on the next World Cafe.
Hey, it's Steve Inskeep with NPR's Morning Edition. 50 years ago, KAXE became the first rural public radio station in the nation, serving northern Minnesota. 50 years ago, the first rural public radio station in the United States. Great public radio starts with a mission to serve the community. From Morning Edition to All Things Considered to the local news and the Up North Report, KAXE keeps you informed. The goal is to strengthen civic health in rural northern Minnesota. Let's think about that, civic health, by making local government and elections more understandable and accessible and transparent before, during, and after the vote. So congratulations on 50 years to KAXE.
Your membership has gotten us here to 50 years of KAXE. Do your part. Text the word DONATE, 218-326-1234.